Let's shift towards a metastatic setting with hormonal therapy. I know you're running the EFFECT trial. Can you talk about the background and the design of that trial?
The use of the AIs in the metastatic disease setting really laid the groundwork for how they're used in the adjuvant setting, which is what we've been talking about. In the metastatic disease setting, the same sort of issues come up about whether or not there's a particular sequence of endocrine therapy that's optimal. Same sort of discussion we often have about chemotherapy in the metastatic disease setting. And if you look at most of the data that's available with endocrine agents, be it tamoxifen, any of the AIs, steroidal or non-steroidal, the new selective estrogen receptor downregulator fulvestrant, or even older agents like testosterone, megestrol acetate, etc., the question comes up is whether or not there is one sequence that enhances patient outcome more than another. And it becomes somewhat important because if you could demonstrate that with one sequence you enhance the time to disease progression, you may be able to build on that over time so that overall outcome is improved. And simply having a recurrence or progression of your metastatic disease, in theory, impacts on your quality of life. So all that said as background, one of the things that has been done more recently is that when patients sort of switch from getting tamoxifen as first-line or second-line therapy, we've sort of moved the AIs up, and people would typically get a non-steroidal AI, in this case in our country, certainly anastrozole being the typical one, or letrozole. And the question becomes, if they were to progress on one of those agents, what would be the next best step? Should it be a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor? And in this case, we're talking about exemestane, or should it be fulvestrant or Faslodex? There is data to support the idea of going from a non-steroidal to a steroidal and vice versa, steroidal to non-steroidal, with a small fraction of patients actually achieving an objective response and perhaps a slightly greater fraction of patients maintaining stable disease. So although that's not the majority of patients, it does offer you another opportunity to use within a class of drugs one that's different than another. So one can go from letrozole to exemestane and anastrozole to exemestane or vice versa. There is indirect data looking at the sequence of a non-steroidal to Faslodex or fulvestrant, also suggesting that probably on the order of 25% to 30% of patients might get some benefit going in that direction. And the question that's being asked by the EFFECT trial is for those patients who've received a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor, where in our heart we don't really know which direction is the best. Should they get Faslodex? Should they get exemestane? We are randomizing patients to look at that, to look at the response rate achieved with either drug as well as the duration of the time until disease progression. And at present, that is an accruing trial both in Europe and in North America, which is on target to finish hopefully in the next year or so.
What's your experience been with fulvestrant?
I think fulvestrant is another endocrine option for patients with hormone-sensitive breast cancer. I don't think it's a drug that is a panacea in the sense that it is necessarily superior to all the other endocrine options. It offers a number of different advantages, among them being, for certain patients, a convenience of a monthly treatment as opposed to oral medication given daily. There may be some cost benefits to a patient with getting an intramuscular injection as opposed to paying for an oral medication. I suppose equally important, it also offers another endocrine option. So in patients where they've had tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor, there is data in those that remain hormone sensitive to manipulating that access that Faslodex or fulvestrant will work in a certain fraction of patients. And at present, we don't know the sequence that's best. You can start with TAM, then go to fulvestrant or tamoxifen and AI, then fulvestrant, or switch it around, and there are patients who will respond.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Gratishar, please turn to the second CD.